It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll get some reading recommendations for your holiday weekend from, to the best of our knowledge, executive producer Steve Paulson.
First, a Wisconsin lawmaker is reintroducing a bill that would mandate that schools would have to teach students about the contributions of the Hmong. Representative Fred Kessler has tried to get the legislation off the ground in the past, but hasn't found the support for it.
Our next guest thinks this legislation is important from the state and the time is right to get it passed.
Joining us now is Yur Yang. She's a high school teacher and vice president of the Hmong 19 Council of Wisconsin. Yur, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about why you think we need this bill.
We do need it because there's roughly about 30 to 40,000 Hmong people living in Wisconsin, and you could just imagine how many students are out there at the high school, middle school, and elementary school. And they need to be, they need to feel right about being here in America. And we studied a lot of other cultures as well. And I think it would do the students justice to learn a little bit about their own culture and where they came from and why they're here and why their parents brought them here. And it's and not only with the Hmong students, but also the mainstream students. They need to know why these strange people are here and what brought them here. So they need to know why. And there's a lot of good reasons why they need to know more about the Hmong people and their history and what caused them to come here to America.
Now, you're a high school teacher.
I'm sorry. And we do need that education in our public school education here in Wisconsin.
As a high school teacher, how do you justify teaching about one ethnic group in Wisconsin and not another? Why do you justify the Hmong?
Well, I think all the students need to know as much as they can about all cultures. Why specifically the Hmong? It's important to know about the Hmong because I know that in big cities or cities like Sheboygan or Madison or Wausau, other cities that have Hmong people, a lot of mainstream students don't know about the Hmong history, the culture. And there, of course, if you don't know it, if you don't know about the history and culture of a group of people, then there's lack of understanding and tolerance and respect. And so it is very important that we teach our students to be as open-minded. And that, of course, promotes understanding and tolerance among many ethnic groups. And I hope I answer your question.
Is this legislation, do you think, designed to address misunderstandings and tensions that have arisen over the past years about surrounding the Hmong community in the past? Is it for that?
I think it will be helpful, not only to the students, but to the parents as well. And absolutely, it will address some of the tension because the Hmong people are here to stay. You can count on that the Hmong people will be around here in Wisconsin and the United States for quite some time in the future, perhaps forever. So it is important that we learn how to get along and we learn how to understand each other's cultures. And the Hmong people, we have been, the vast majority of Hmong people in Wisconsin have pretty much assimilated in so many different ways or integrated successfully already. But again, the Hmong people, we hold on to our culture quite strongly to preserve cultural identity in addition to because a lot of the Hmong people, we worship the ancestors. So culture is an integral part of that, religion and culture as well. So most definitely what we would do everyone good to learn about each other. And that's my perspective.
What would you say are some of the main misconceptions and areas that could stand to see some light shed upon them about the Hmong people here in Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm. The Hmong people, I just want everyone to know that we are not here in America here by choice. We were refugees, and we had to leave Laos because of our affiliation with the American government or the CIA. And we need to be here to survive. And so a lot of times people think that we're here as immigrants. Maybe some are, but many, the vast majority of us here in America are here as refugees. And we need for you to understand that we are here by I don't want to say the word force, But I want to say the word that we have to do this to survive. And that way, people need to just be tolerant and be understanding and learning more about the Hmong. We are so much, we have more similarities than differences, that's for sure. So we're not too much, too far off from everyone else here in Wisconsin.
So you're going after understanding and you're seeking that here in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. What would you like to see change in the way that the Hmong experience is processed here in Wisconsin?
In terms of this bill, we'd like to see some education process taking place in our school district here in Wisconsin. And, you know, again, I am a teacher, and I want people to realize that the teachers do have a lot of autonomy decisions in terms of what needs to be taking place in the classroom. The bill only allowed people to have the options, and perhaps the school district can say, you can introduce this bill, or you can introduce the topic of the secret war about the Hmong people and how the Hmong people were involved in the Vietnam War. Now, I also want all of us to understand that the Hmong people back in Laos, many, many of our soldiers probably always put their lives on the line so that we can stop communism on its track or the spread of communism. So we all fighting for the same reasons. And one of our top missions as Hmong soldiers was search and rescue of American pilots in addition to stop the spread of communism. So that is an important topic that we all have to realize that we are on the same side. We are friends and we're allies. Hmm. And so those are the things that I want our students and our parents and the community to understand. We're not saying that you are that you are in debt, or you need to pay a debt for the Hmong people's effort to help Americans. No, not at all. We all fight a cause, and that is to fight so that people can have freedom to live a life as free as we are here in America. And I also want you to know that the Hmong people are very proud to be here in America. I am, for one, very blessed to be here in America. It has provided education and opportunities for me and many other Hmong people across America. So we're not ungrateful. We are very, very happy to be here, and we are integrated very successfully into the mainstream society. And that is the key, integrating and living the American dreams that our ancestors have provided for us. So I hope this answers your questions as well.
In terms of Hmong cultural preservation, what kinds of things are taking place that people might want to check out that could give us a better understanding of Hmong culture?
Absolutely. Hmong culture, Hmong people in general worship ancestors. And then that is a kind of religion that I think most people don't understand. In addition to that, one aspect of Hmong culture is the Hmong New Year. The way Hmong people live their lives and how they practice their religion at home. And sometimes people don't understand why we do the things that we do. And those are some of the misunderstandings out there that we're practicing witchcraft, or we do weird things and that type of thing. But Hmong culture has been in existence for thousands of years, and we are very proud of our culture and history. And we're certainly not going to let it go away anytime soon. And we would like to, it's a beautiful culture in many ways. If you study into the Hmong culture and history and religion, there's a purpose and reason behind everything that we do. And so we like to continue to preserve that. And if people don't understand, I encourage you to learn a little bit about Ask Your Neighbor, Ask Your Friend. There are a lot of Hmong educators out there, too. And at the university, there are programs out there. I encourage everyone to go. And this is inclusively of Hmong students and a young Hmong who may have grown up here and really don't have a good grasp of their own culture and history, to go out there and learn some more. It will certainly promote understanding and tolerance and respect among all of us. And it is okay to be different.
I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
That was Yer Yang. She's a high school teacher and vice president of the Hmong 18 Council in Wisconsin, talking about legislation that has been reintroduced that would mandate that schools would have to teach students about the contributions of the Hmong. That introduced by Representative Fred Kessler.